Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Samantha Smith. Our guest today is Knoxville City Manager Dick Schrod, here to recap last night's City Council meeting. Dick, thanks as always for coming in to talk with me today.
It's a pleasure to be here, Samantha.
Well, first of all, a discussion that was had last night, Brandon Nemers, director of the Recreation Center, came to talk about the possibility of adding a tanning bed to the rec center, and there was some debate about that and a couple different opinions. Can you kind of talk about what was discussed and how things are going to move forward?
Well, the discussion of a tanning bed came from requests from patrons at our rec center asking if we would consider putting one in. Brandon, our recreation director, took this issue to the Recreation Commission, and they had a fairly lengthy discussion about this, the pros and cons, and the commission decided to recommend that we install one. So Brandon brought this as an issue to the City Council last night to approve purchase of this. As you're aware, there came about some discussion about whether that would be an appropriate thing for the City Recreation Center to get into because it's in competition with the number of other tanning outlets available in Knoxville. It's a difficult question, and it's always one we're sensitive to, whether we really want to compete in what is essentially a private sector service. And I think the difference here is that this was something that came about as a request from the members at the Recreation Center. Now, obviously, we already provide services out there that are in direct competition with some of the other fitness centers operating in Knoxville. I mean, we provide cardio systems out there, spinning exercises, we provide weights, and then all of the recreation programs, yoga and Zumba and all of the other the silver sneakers, things that go on out there.
Mm-hmm.
This was just going to be an addition to it. Now, the discussion last night is whether the City Council really wants to venture into an additional area of competition. And I don't know if I have a good answer for that. The proposal was presented as an additional service for our members, and you would have to be a member to utilize this tanning service at yet an additional cost. We think that this is something that would pay for itself, and we're only talking about one tanning bed. This is not something that we're proposing to get into big time.
Right.
The council elected to table this issue and study it a little more and come back with their own research on how this might impact the community.
Also, the council approved the final cost for the Competine Street reconstruction project. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, the Competine Street was one, folks who live down there and use that street know how bad it was. This was the cul-de-sac off of Attica Road. We repaved that under local option sales tax money last year, and we had a little change order. There was originally some discussion about extending Competine and connecting the two Competines. Right now, East Competine is a cul-de-sac. At the time, the council looked into doing that as a special assessment because building a new street wasn't really eligible under local option sales tax money at the time. That got turned down, so we went ahead with the reconstruction project, and this change order was to make it a logical extension to the existing cul-de-sac. There was a section that was also bad that wasn't part of this first project that we were talking about. It gets a little complicated,
right. But
it was really just to extend the paving area under the reconstruction to make the entire street usable.
All right. Also, the council approved the addition of extra sewer and paving to the West Area Relief Sewer Project. Can you talk about that addition and its purpose?
Well, this is an addition to this project to reconstruct South Street between Jefferson and Highway 14, and a lot of people who use that know that that's really in bad shape. And as long as we're going to have that the portion of South Street torn up to replace the sewer under it, Jeff May, our Public Works Director, proposed to the council that we spend an additional, it was about $80,000 last night, to extend the paving area a little further toward Highway 14 to make that more usable, and the council agreed with that.
Right. The council also discussed and approved a seasonal and summer help policy that has to do with council members and city employees and their relatives, and as far as that additional, like I said, seasonal and summer help, can you talk about the policy?
Well, what we presented a policy proposal to them that would basically prohibit us from hiring the relatives of council members or existing city employees. And the reason we proposed this is that we really don't want to get into a situation where the public perceives us as taking care of our own first. It's just not a comfortable situation, and we'd really like to avoid getting into that. Now, we did make an exception if we have an existing summer employee who works out well and wants to return, and in the meantime, that person's parent, for example, has been elected to the city council. We would waive that in that particular situation.
Sure. Also, the council approved purchase of a pickup truck for the wastewater treatment plant, and that's going to involve a couple shuffling of vehicles. Can you talk about how that's all going to work out?
Well, we have an old pickup that the park department uses for summer help for mowing and cleaning and trimming and that sort of thing. Well, the transmission went out on it, and the truck is probably worth about $500, and it would cost us $2,000 to put a new transmission in it. So what we proposed to the council last night is to move up by a year the scheduled replacement of a pickup truck in the wastewater plant and move the existing pickup from wastewater over to parks and then sell as salvage the existing junker truck that really is no longer serviceable for us.
Sure. Also, the council discussed a sewer service issue here at the KNIA Careless property, and that's something that seemed to have occurred a while ago, but has posed a problem. Can you talk about how things are going to move forward?
Well, this was the result of a sewer main installation that happened a long time ago. This was before Jeff May was here as Public Works Director, and there is a belief that the work that was done by the city's contractor at the time may have damaged the sewer lateral coming from the building. Televising shows that it may have been collapsed. So what we proposed to the council last night is to dig it up and find out, you know, whether this was damaged by a contractor, whether this is something that might have happened naturally. The agreement with KNIA is that we'll cooperate in the process. If when we get it dug up, it looks like it's something we caused, then we'll pay to have it fixed. If it doesn't look that way, then the radio station would be responsible for it.
Sure. And also wanted to offer some congratulations and talk about the Joel Lucard Award that you've recently received. Can you kind of talk about what exactly the award is and I guess what it means to you to be honored with it?
Well, it was really quite unexpected. This is a rather prestigious award that's given sometimes annually, but not always, to somebody who really exemplifies what the Iowa Association of City-County Management is all about. And that's the promotion of this as a profession, as an honorable profession. And apparently my peers felt that I was worthy of that that honor. And that was given to me in Iowa City last Thursday.
Very exciting. A nice way to hopefully end your run here as city manager as we look into some interviews coming up this weekend.
Mm-hmm. We have four candidates coming to town, and they'll be here Friday morning. We'll give them a tour of the city, including some of our operations like the Stepping Stones, the hospital, Hormel, and 3M, along with the city buildings. And then they will launch into a series of interviews by the city council and some of the staff. And then on Saturday, they return for more intense interrogations, so to speak. It's kind of intense. It really is.
Sure. Is there anything else you would like to add about things going on in the city at this time?
Well, I think last night the mayor's youth council reported that they're going to have a college forum May 4th, and the youth council has gotten about 20 college representatives to show up here, and basically this is a great idea for them to bring college reps in here and talk to students about what their future plans may be and how the colleges can fit into that.
Definitely. Well, thanks, Dick. Hopefully things continue to go well, and hopefully they have a successful couple meetings and interview this weekend.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Today's Let's Talk Knoxville is available on demand at KNIA, KRLS.com. Stay tuned for today's Let's Talk Pella next on KNIA, KRLS.